Brian, welcome back.
Oh, no, you do your thing.
Welcome to Local Roots Podcast.
That was better. I like when you don't, because when you go,
welcome to Local Roots Podcast,
I like just a casual, hey, welcome to Local Roots Podcast. That's nice.
Cool. I'm Brian.
You're mad. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not mad. I'm just trying to be short.
You're not. Oh, short with me is being mad. Okay. Quick short intro. Got it. My name's Larry, and I'm so excited to be here. We will get right into we got some really fun, cool, unique stories to tell today. We are doing something totally that we've never branched our little microphones into. So I'm very excited to get into it.
We're not talking beer. We're not talking mountain bikers. We're not talking snowboarders. We are talking about the boys of pickleball.
that'll be funny in a sec. Before we bring these guys in, though, I just want to do housekeeping up top. Again, the fact that you guys are buying our merch, you guys are crazy. I mean, I almost said stop doing it, but no, definitely keep doing it. It makes me very happy.
Please keep doing it.
Please keep doing it. Thank you guys so much. I did make a coupon code for just the listeners of the podcast. This is not on our Instagram or anything, so just you guys. And it's called TrueFans10 for a discount on your purchase.
How original.
I know. Can you tell? I'm the creative one here. I just wanted to get that up done off top so we don't have to record the ad separate. And obviously the other two coupon codes that we say every episode, that's not really worth mentioning. So now that that's done,
there we go. I take that back. That was fairly creative, because if I were to make the 10% off coupon code, it'd be like, this code gives you 10% off.
All one word.
All one word. Yeah.
Well, let's see. I did the coupon code for blenders. That's Local Roots 16. And you did the Carbo Rocket, which is Local Roots Goes Fast. So you like to add just a little more zest in the code.
Yeah. You know,
I'm a little boring. We're gonna try to do some stuff outside of, you know, we can only talk about so much about Eagle drivetrains and carbon versus aluminum and different type. You know, you don't want to hear about bikes and stuff. You might, but let's talk about pickleball. Like, nobody talks about pickleball.
What?
And then one day I was scrolling on my like Instagram, and I was like, this is the coolest Instagram account I've seen in a while. And it's just like people playing pickleball. And I was like watching these. And then I looked closer and I was like, this is my cousin and my other cousin. What the hell? So not only is this like a cool Instagram account, I know these people. So I'm so excited to bring in Jake and JB. Then there's bonuses. Sorry, there's even more people here. I had it written down, but I forgot it. But we'll get into it. We just have so much fun. The worst intro of ever. Brian, can you take it from here? I'm cracking my beer.
that was wonderful.
And I'm not going to edit it out. That's just
I hope
how
you
it's
wouldn't. So pickleball. If you are like me, and I'm sure many other people. What the heck is pickleball? Who can fill me in?
So I think JB is going to explain that to us. So let's have everyone just introduce themselves really shortly. And then JB, you can go last and get into the intro of pickleball so we can learn what it is.
I want to know the rules. Cool? Sure.
Yeah.
All right, I'll start. So I'm Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Larry's cousin. I'm DJ Fiddles. Right. Remember DJ
Skittles? Yeah, I still go by DJ Skittles, but just to the True Fans 10.
Yeah, there you go. I got my guys here with me. My guys here with me.
Not the boys.
What like boys are with you?
Backyard Pickleball crew out here in Chesterfield, Michigan. So I got my guy Jay. Say hi, Jay.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, then, Jay.
And my buddy Dan.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey there.
Hi there, neighbor.
And then Zach is in the house too.
Yo.
All right.
What's up, Zachary?
Dan and Jay.
The guy.
Jake.
The guys.
The boys. I mean, the guys. Got it.
Pickleball boys.
The pickleball boys.
All right, go ahead. I'll let Jim will take the lead on this, explaining pickleball.
All right, this is JB. I'm calling in from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, too. So,
ooh, hi, JB.
But that's where the roots are from. Roots in Michigan.
Yes, all Michigan boys homebred. Actually, I can't speak for all of the pickleball boys, but mostly Michigan men.
Are you guys are you a team?
Us guys, the pickleman,
the pickleman, the pickleball boys.
More of a crew than a team.
A crew.
So you're not a team. Do you play against each other?
We play pretty much every night. We play pretty often, so we're just the crew.
All right.
Okay. Well,
take it away, JB.
Yeah, I think I need to know more about pickleball.
Yeah, let's learn what it is, and then we can get into it.
All right, let's jump into the game. So the way I like to describe it to people is it's like ping pong, but you're standing on the table. So I know
how strong is this table?
I know you guys are big fans of ping pong from last episode, hearing about playing and not drinking while in Larry's basement.
Oh, we never. Sure.
Well,
we were
21.
We never ever once drank in Larry's basement.
Exactly. I've never.
I promise, Alan.
All right. So, kind of the same setup as ping pong. You got a paddle, and the ball is made of plastic. You most see pickleball played outdoors on a tennis court, or it looks like a tennis court, but it's about 2/3 the size, and the net's a little bit shorter. It can be played singles or doubles, just like tennis. In the doubles game, you start out serving cross court, and the return of serve comes back and has to bounce. And then the serving team returns the ball back. And from then on, it's a free-for-all. The ball can be volley, the ball can bounce. And the points won, just like tennis, if it bounces twice, the other team hits it out or hits it into the net. The one twist is that there's a 7-foot box right up near the net called the no volley zone, where if you're standing within that area, you can't hit the ball out of the air or the other team gets the point.
So you can't just slam dunk. Yeah.
Yeah. This is there to prevent it from you getting up to the net and just standing on top of the net and slamming the ball down. So that's what makes the game different, and it allows people of all ages to play the game against each other. And it takes away the edge of just being tall and athletic and getting to the net.
That's awesome. That's one of the things I first noticed is like, I'm watching some of these epic rallies and it's like, there's like a 14-year-old girl, a super in shape, like 50-year-old. And then like a really like chubby out of shape guy. And then like, they're all just like rallying like crazy. I'm like, man, this is something maybe I could get into.
Now the ball, you said it's plastic. Is it like, how big is this ball? I'm imagining like a roller hockey plastic ball.
Yeah, it's more similar to like a wiffle ball in baseball.
Mm-hmm. So there's not much weight to it?
Yeah, not much weight to it, and it's got holes in it. So it slows down a lot in the air. So even if you hit the ball really hard, it tends to slow down a lot more than a tennis ball or a baseball would.
Okay, so if I were hypothetically 10 feet away from Larry and I hit this ball really, really hard, would it hurt him?
I don't think it's going to hurt him. He'll feel it sting a little bit, but that's one of the best parts of the game is when the pickleball gang is playing together. We like to tag each other with the ball every now and again because that's an offensive point too. So
it's a nice little sting, but it's not going to leave a bruised welt.
No, it's like an oversized ping pong ball, right? You guys have hit each other with those before.
I think that's where this question was going.
Yeah, right? Yes, this is where I was going with this. what's the game that we
would play? Like a volley, or we'd play a ping pong game to three or two. It was the first to get to two, and then the loser had to lift up the back of their shirt, and you'd pelt them with
ping pong. Did you have assholes that like run across the table when the guy wasn't looking, and like hit him like super close?
Yeah, you would do that to me
all the time. And I'd run away as fast as I could.
You get three or four good games in, and then it turns into that, right? Just hitting the
ball. I got to ask, you guys fans of like BrewDogs after or during?
After, during. That's the great thing about the game is that you're not going to have quite the same workout as tennis where you're sprinting all over the court. You can kind of play in a more relaxed setting. You could play with the beer in hand. There's different venues that host beer in hand tournaments even.
Really? That's fun.
Game on.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. What about the other the crew, the pickleball guys? I won't say
all right.
I'm gonna title the episode the pickleball boys, so I can at least be nice the rest of the episode.
Oh no, you're good.
When you guys are the crew, you were saying, like, you guys are diehard. Is this a serious thing, or do you guys like to have fun? Like, what is that like?
Well, honestly, so pickleball is awesome because of the social aspect. In my eyes, it's a great way of meeting people. I started playing after I saw it in Hawaii and like off the beach in Waikiki, and I thought that's exactly what I want to be doing. That is it. And then February, I dove in after playing in Las Vegas when I was out there, and I've made some of the best friends I've made in my life in like this since February, since I've been playing in then. So, and I've only met Jay and Dan out here in Michigan. I think June.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like super tight now. We hang out every day, sometimes two times a day when I'm not cool. Yeah.
That's so cool. And it all started with this, like you just saw a court, people playing. You're like, you know what? I'm going to travel the world and play the best pickleball courts. Because it kind of seems like that. You're never at the same place twice. At least I only have this view through a cell phone, of course. But like you're traveling all over and playing pickleball. That's so crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's been a wild ride. Like the quarantine obviously hasn't been great with COVID and everything for social reasons and everybody else, but
yeah,
I have benefited greatly in terms of having a lot of time for pickleball and meeting new people and that type of thing. So I've tried to make the most of it for sure, as much as possible. But so yeah, I started in Vegas meeting people out there. I had my guy Tom, who is a really tight friend I met early on, Tom and Mimi, that they helped me get started into pickleball, and now we've been hanging out quite a bit since then. I'll talk more about that too. And then my buddy Daniel too, that I met early on, helped me out. And one of the great things too about pickleball is there's so many nice people. I just read an article today too, talking about how this referee that started having pickleball at the bubble with the NBA, because they were in quarantine there.
Whoa, really?
All courts there, and all of the, like, not all of them, but a lot of NBA players, reporters, and referees, they all got into it and started playing pickleball quite a bit. But he was talking about, I think it was Scott Foster was the rep, that was talking about how wherever he goes, there's always people looking to help newcomers. So, especially in Vegas, I got a lot of help just getting started. So that's a really cool aspect of it too. But yeah,
so do you think, now I don't want to spoil maybe what some of the stories you're going to get into, but I've seen that you are like winning like pickleball championships. Like, that's crazy. Do you first you could talk about that, and you got the dynamic duo there. Maybe you guys can give the background there, but also before you get into that, do you think you could take some of these NBA players?
Take them? I don't know. So, you know, like you were talking about too, that there's people of all different ages, athletic ability, that are playing pickleball. And honestly, it's a thinking man's game, because you think that I just got to hit the ball harder than anyone else. But it's like a wiffle ball. You're never going to hit it that hard. Well, I mean, some people can, but you know, it's more about where you put it than how hard you put it. So when I was getting started, I was getting my ass kicked by some old folks that were really good at pickleball.
And how are they beating you? Like, yeah, like what's their strategy?
So that's the thing though. So you think you can win at the baseline and hit the ball as hard as you can. You can hit it past them, but you're generally not going to win points at the baseline. You're going to have to work your way up to what Jib was talking about with the no volley zone. And you're going to have to play smart, play soft, dink it in front of them to where somebody puts a ball too high, and then you can put it away by either hitting it at their chest or hitting it by them at a low angle. So that's the key to the game, really. And so if you're just coming out there for the first time and say you are like, I have a tennis background, JB has a tennis background, a few of us guys have tennis backgrounds, and I also had a basketball background, which helps in terms of movement, but you can move all you want. You can hit the ball as hard as you want, but if you're not putting it in the right spot, it doesn't really matter.
That's interesting. And because Brian, you were a tennis boy too, right?
I was a tennis man. Yes.
Finally, we got a man on the show.
This sounds awesome. Leary, I cannot wait to kick your ass in pickleball. This is very exciting.
What is the indoor court situation? It looks like most of the places are outdoors. Is this a good winter activity?
Ooh, good call.
Yeah. So Dan and I went to a
Googling right now.
Dan and I went to a clinic on Monday with a pro at the sports club in West Bloomfield. That was my first time playing indoors. I loved it. But there's a ton of places that are starting to get on board because pickleball is becoming so popular. Few places had it already, but more and more are having courts put into their facility. So there's a nearby one. I think it's in St. Clair Shores, right? Wimbledon. Wimbledon Racquet Club is...
sounds fancy as hell.
So it's generally, it used to be like just tennis.
Yeah, they took out the tennis court.
Yeah, they actually took out...
No way.
Just put in new pickleball courts. So that's where we're going to be playing quite a bit in the winter.
Well, it's smart when you think about it. It sounds like it's so much more accessible, like the barrier to entry. You don't have to... Maybe we could talk about how expensive equipment is. Maybe I'm incorrect, but it doesn't sound like it's too expensive to get started. I guess you could get cheaper rackets, but you know, most of the decent ones are probably pretty expensive. Plus you need some decent skills to play real tennis with people. Whereas this, you could probably get more people in the door. Is that kind of the mentality that you're seeing?
Very much so. So I used to do tennis lessons and I still do every now and then help out with that. And I used to coach tennis. And so you get people, or especially young kids, you come out there, you do a whole week of lessons with them. They're still not playing tennis by the end of
the week.
They're not playing actual tennis. They're just learning how to keep scores. Even keeping score in tennis can be hard. So by the end, they're not playing actual tennis. But then I brought my nephews, who, you know, Brady and Gavin, out to play at Metro Beach, where we play quite a bit. And we're playing real points by them just grabbing a paddle and us playing. So
that's great.
You can hop on the court and just get going right away. So if you want to get really good at it, you can take your time and kind of perfect it. But you can play instantly. And that's why a lot of old people that have gotten into it, too. That's where I think it's gotten the most popular, is with the older crowd. But it's not just
for why not?
There's we were talking about earlier, there's a lot of NBA players, and more recently, I've heard hockey players are getting into it.
Cool.
So you're about to get some mountain bikers into it.
I think so. That's the goal of this whole episode.
Larry, there's a place a mile from my office.
Oh, no way. Do you think we could do like lunch break stuff?
I really do. I think it's a bougie ass gym, but maybe they'll give us a discount for some like, hey, we just want to play pickleball. We don't want to do anything else. Cause they've got some like really bitchin' tennis courts, and it's called Grand Rapids Racquet and Fitness.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways. Sorry.
Yeah.
A lot of times
I'm very excited to try this.
You can pay just to drop in, do like a 1 day pickleball session or court rental. It's usually pretty cheap too.
Hell yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now, do you guys play racquetball?
Ooh, good question. Yeah. Or like, what's the, how would you talk someone out of racquetball? Yeah.
Like, racquetball was like significantly harder than what like I thought it was when I started.
And yeah, right.
It was, I started playing with our friend Cody Sutter actually at CMU, and I would play a bunch of racquetball with him. And it's at that point I was like, fuck, I think I'm getting out of shape, because like I can't run anymore. And it's really hard. Pickleball sounds a lot more fun.
I would definitely say it's more fun, and there's no risk of running into the wall, which is which is always great.
No, it's terrifying. You're like, you swing too hard and you're, oh shit, then you don't hit the wall.
Yeah, you don't got to look forwards and then look backwards and look forward again. No, everything's right in front of you. You can walk your way up to the net. You can slam the ball, but that's about as much exertion as you're going to have.
All right. I think all of my boxes have been checked so far. I can't see a downside to this.
I'm in. I do want to get back into tennis a little bit, but.
It's definitely easier than those sports, but a lot of the skills that if you played racquetball and ping pong, they translate really well into pickleball. So it's a lot of that eye-hand coordination, those reflexes that you'd have to have in those sports. So obviously tennis, but I mean, other sports like hockey too, where you have to have the eye-hand coordination. But those ones, like ping pong and racquetball, tend to translate even easier than even tennis, because you have to unlearn some things from tennis that you normally do. Yeah.
Do you have maybe an example of something like that? What's a reflex you have to shake? Yeah.
Well, not necessarily the reflex part, but like in terms of your swing and what type of stroke you would be normally doing. So I used to coach tennis, and if guys were messing up on their shots or their basic ground strokes, I would say that you're pushing the ball rather than swinging. Where in pickleball, you actually want to kind of push the ball on what we call a third shot drop. So like JB was saying, you would serve the ball, they have to let it bounce on the serve, and then you have to let it bounce on the return. And so they should be coming up to that no volley zone right away. So then what you want to do is drop it into that no volley zone, or what we call the kitchen. So you just kind of and guide it in there so you can come up and behind it afterward.
The kitchen.
Wow. So there's like a whole tier. Oh, Brian is actually a huge R. Kelly fan. He doesn't even care that he's canceled. We take a break every episode so Brian can like praise how much he loves R. Kelly. Go ahead, Brian.
I do not love.
And that you actually think it's cool what he did?
We are not filling our listeners'
ears. I heard this podcast, okay? So you guys are kind of debating the R. Kelly versus Kanye West and who's worse type thing, right?
Oh, I don't wait. Did we do that before? Because it's obviously R. Kelly.
That's what you got pretty heated about it because he was mad at you for liking Kanye West and R. Kelly. You're like, it's not even close.
Yeah,
it isn't even close, right?
Kanye boy.
Wait, do you? Awful.
Kanye, how? Kanye's how is he not awful?
Well, you're talking to the wrong crowd, though, man, because it's Wild West Wednesday, so we have different themes for the music whenever we play, and it's Wild West Wednesday with country music, all right? And then we also put in some Kanye West throughout.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to play.
Yeah. All right, think of like
country
the worst
and
thing
Kanye is that is the worst. That's the literal worst thing you could possibly say.
Come back for Thursday, then. It's Throwback Thursday. We'll get you.
I'll be in for
that. Kelly kept women in his basement locked in there.
I'm not saying one's worse than the other. I'm just saying Kanye
you
is
did.
Still bad. I did not. I'm saying Kanye is still bad.
No, he's crazy. There's a difference.
No.
All right. We're obviously not going to solve
it. Comparing him and Hitler.
We're talking about running for
president. What's worse?
It's the same episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I remember.
The only way that I would not have your vote is if, or you would not have my vote, is maybe if Kanye West did run for president. So that might be.
Yeah, that probably would have been like the worst thing he's done.
I was waiting for Brian to get fired up.
Oh,
I'm stewing.
He's festering. Yeah. Okay. Brian gets to a point where he just pouts.
He's trapped. He got really good at like. I push my feelings down when we talk about these things.
That's a psychology background, man. I can't do
it. I'm probably doing it wrong. I'm supposed to let it out in a healthy way. Instead, I'm just looking at this nice, tasty beer. So,
you want me to keep going? Because I got kind of a spin off of that. So, like, I'm a school psychologist by trade. And so pickleball has been something that I've really attached myself to, and I'm kind of going all in on it.
Okay.
So ever since COVID and everything else, I've been playing almost twice a day and pretty enthusiastic about it. So just trying to find places to play, like you said, like traveling around and playing, and it's been a blast. So I'm all in on the pickleball train.
Wow. So that's evolved into... if you want to fill me in here, so I'm not just speaking out of turn, sure. But winning competitions and are you, how close are you to being like what some would call a professional pickleball player?
There's I don't know how competitive does pickleball get too.
Yeah.
Sorry, maybe two questions here, but
sum it all up for
like
us.
Like ping pong gets fucking nuts. Yeah. is it that level?
Well, I do think pickleball will get there. I've always said that too. Once those guys that have the crazy eye hand and everything else, those reflexes up in that, I do think it will get to that point where it's super fast. I don't think it's there yet, but there are still players that are phenomenal and they're way above where I'm at. So they have different tiers of what level the tournaments are in. And then there's pro level as well. So right now.
So what are those tiers?
Yeah. Wait till Larry and I start playing. We're gonna change the game.
Okay. Can't wait.
Honestly, that's the pitch, dude. Like, that's how I've been pitching it to my friends too. So I think you can do it.
Ooh, yeah, Dan, change the world, Larry. One pickleball game at a time.
Some of the recent tournaments were actually on ESPN. So they're trying to get that pro level out there and trying to equate it to how prominent tennis is.
That's awesome. Good. I love that. Yeah. So can you, Jake, if you don't mind still expanding on that, of like, So what level were you playing at, and were you winning? What's that next level? Just like a snippet of what that looks like.
Yeah. So 3-0 is usually like where you would start, like in a beginner tournament. 3-5 is you feel like you're getting a little bit better. Maybe that intermediate level. 4-0, you're starting to feel like you're a little bit more advanced. So that's where I was playing in those tournaments. Zach and I, like you were saying, the dynamic duo, we won a tournament.
All right.
In Saline. And then my partner, Amy, and I in Las Vegas, we've got really close and we play well together. And we've won the two tournaments that we've played at that 4-0 level. And then the next level is what would be a 4-5 level. And then we're going to try that in our next tournament since we did well in the 4-0 level. And then the next one will be 5-0. And then you're pushing pro at that point once you get beyond
that. That's crazy that there's – I thought you were going to say there's like two levels maybe. I didn't expect that kind of intricacy.
It's similar to tennis in that regard where they have the different levels like that. It's very similar.
So what do those numbers mean like roughly?
Just it's arbitrary, I would say, in terms of
Anything
else. It's just how it's leveled. Yeah.
Yeah. It's That's nice cool. to match up players against, other skill level players that are at the same skill level. So If you got people playing that are, you know, 5.0 rated really high, they're not going to have much fun against someone playing 3.0 and vice versa. So it's kind of nice to have that distinction so that you can match up with players that are at your same skill level.
So there's no 1.0. It's just you start at 3.
I think 2.0 is the lowest, but
2.0 is the lowest. Okay. I think that's a good confidence booster though. You don't start someone at 1. You're just like you're at least
1 is not playing.
You're at least a 2, bro.
You guys are 2-9. Not enough.
Now with pickleball, is there like are you guys putting like spin on the ball and like that type of stuff?
Yes.
Just like ping pong, where you like
ping pong tennis. Like, does it like the spin affect? I'm assuming that ball is so light that the spin affects like the trajectory. And I don't know if does it affect as much like when it hits the ground.
It definitely does. Probably not as much, but like the difference between like tennis and pickleball is that the strings on the racket in tennis tend to grab the ball a little bit more, so you can get more spin.
Yeah, because you can like you're going. I remember tennis coach. You got to swing high to low, or no, low to high, low to high.
Yeah. And then for pickleball, you can generate spin, but it's going to take a little bit more of an angle, more cut. But you are encouraged to do so, especially on like returns of serve, so you can get yourself up to the that no volley zone.
Okay. Now, what do the surfaces of these rackets look like? So like decent ping pong, decent ping pong, you know, rackets have pretty thick padding in there.
And yeah. So you can like get that grippiness. Yeah. Maybe good call.
Spinnies. Yeah. And then you have like a defense side.
Yeah. Jib, you want to take that?
Yeah. So pickleball paddles are usually, they're a hard surface. So you don't get that rubber padding like you do on a pickleball and a ping pong paddle. So it's a little bit harder to generate that spin. So once
does that help like even the playing field? I'd bet like I hate in ping pong where like you dudes too spin heavy and you're like, okay, I get it. Like you just do the same stupid spin every time and it works. But I hate
holy
that stuff.
Shit, you can spend $150 on a pickleball paddle.
Yeah. Not to interrupt. That's the next thing I want to know are like the name brand ones. Like, so like if we're like what Big we John, do with bikes is like I would never be caught on like a Schwinn or a Huffy, right? Like it's gotta be a Tracker Specialized. Like what are those name brand pickleballs where if we pull up to the court, they're going to think like, okay, these guys are taking this seriously.
Yeah, Jim, go ahead.
I would say the first thing. So I started with a wood paddle, and
don't do that.
No.
If you do that, I don't think anybody's going to want to play with you. So I would say avoid that. But it was good enough. I mean, if you're playing with your own group, it doesn't matter anyway. So
I did play with a guy that used a wood paddle, and he was sick. But
yeah, here you go. Sick N70 or sick?
It's just sick. He was young. Okay.
Sick and loving it.
Yeah.
Nice. Paddle model, there's oh my gosh, this is
so yeah, what are those, are there brands or is it just like a just make sure you get like I see a lot of graphite now that I'm doing a Google.
You want to there's carbon, we're in Larry.
Okay. Jump on that one, Jocko.
Yeah, let's let Jay do it. Jay, I feel like he knows more a little bit about it.
Hit me with it, Jay. We haven't heard from you this whole time.
There's a variety of panels, like the carbon material. There's different composites. I've played with an aluminum.
What?
Yep.
That's just, like a burger flipper.
A spatula.
Thank you. I couldn't think of the word.
They have them. Wood. Yeah, there's a variety. I mean, ultimately, it's just, you know, what works for you. There's a number of different materials, as well as, you know, different sizes and shapes and weights. And
are there like regulations, or like, I feel like if there's all this like variety of from wood to aluminum, like, are there any that like aren't allowed if I were to like hop in a tournament, or is it just fair game?
Yeah, the surface area has to be a limited size.
Depending on the tournament, but
okay.
Yeah, I'm not too certain where the line is drawn.
What are what's the pickleball names to go to?
Yeah, that's what I need to know. It's because I just don't want to look like a loser, you know.
Dan, you want to handle that one?
Oh, Dan.
Oh. Yeah, I can.
Dan the man.
Yeah.
Hi, do you hate hearing that?
Daniel.
Like, I get Lair Bear and all of that all the time. I bet everyone says Dan the man and thinks they're so clever.
Yeah.
Does that happen? Lair
Bear? They do
it. So what we call Dan, though, is Buzz Lightyear, because he's got that positive attitude. He's always motivating us, man. And now we got our Buzz Lightyear pose that we do when we hit some sweet shots, or when we've been taking pictures with celebs in the pickleball community. So it's been pretty dope.
Is that what that is with like the two fingers on the wrist?
Yeah, you got to hit them with
the. I thought that was like a it's time thing. Like, yeah. It's time that we're going to kick your ass at pickleball.
Still time for that.
There's always time for that. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Dan. Sorry, take it away.
Oh, no, it's cool. Well, yeah, like some of the big name brands are like Gamma, Paddle Tech, Onyx. Jay, so Zach and Jake are the dynamic duo, and Jay and I are just like Minion 1 and 3 over here. Pickleball, backyard pickleguns. But Jay used to use a paddle called the Whippersnapper, which was pretty cool. But really, if you want to like show off and like decent price point, Gamma's pretty good.
Okay.
In my personal opinion. And it's, you know, in like Jay said, like you have to kind of use them. Like people think we're probably crazy because we talk about pickle so much, but like we just like, I don't know, you got to use different paddles and they really do feel different. Like Jay and I, before we even came over here, we're talking about like the sweet spot on our paddle. And I was like, dude, the sweet spot on this thing's so rewarding. Like I just love it. Like Jay's going through and like, yeah, your sweet spot's here and my sweet spot's there. I'm like the only two people at the pickleball park, like drinking beers and just like talking about
like, sweet spot paddle. Oh yeah.
Kind of like if I was like on the outside looking in, I'd be like, wow, that's kind of pathetic. But for us, it's
I absolutely love that because on the surface, you're like, well, it's just hitting the friggin' ball over the net. So knowing that there's like, you know, little slivers of like discovery throughout like your pickleball journey is very exciting to me.
Yeah. It's like Harry Potter, like Ollivander's like wand. You gotta like the paddle chooses like, you.
Oh, yeah. So it's got like phoenix feather in it.
Yeah, yeah. So you can end of the boogeyman in there, or you never know, like a kitty claw somewhere in there, and like whatever it is, like it's gonna choose you, and when it does, like you'll know.
So I'm scrolling right here. I'm seeing this brand Go Next. Is that cool?
Just Go Next. Next one.
Like, all right.
Like if you guys want like actual street cred, like just get like a decent Gamma paddle or like a paddle
Gamma. Deck.
Or if you want Onyx, like Jake like turned me on to Onyx, and like I said,
Onyx I'm seeing is like $90. I'm not about to drop $100 on a single
like, pink, like pickleball. Cred. Like you can't like roll up to a gunfight with a knife. So like,
it's okay.
Like you can't don't roll up to the core with the fucking whippersnapper and expect people to take you seriously. Like I thought Jay was sick with it, but like if you would have saw that paddle, you'd have been like, why do you use that?
Okay. I just thought of something else. Is it more fun with four people or do you guys like one-on-one?
Well, for us, we like four because we usually have like four of us, you know, in some combination. And it's just like, I don't know. Like we just screw around a lot when we play too. Like we were at like an event like last week and like literally people thought we were drunk. We didn't even drink. We were just like laughing so much, like trying to hit each other. It was just fun.
So we play at Metro Beach and we use what we call beach rules.
Okay, bruh.
All right, so we'll keep score normally. And how you keep score in pickleball is you say the serving score first, the returning score second, and then you say what number server you're on. So the one or two. And so what we've been doing, though, is with beach rules, you keep score about how many times you hit the other person while playing. So like last night, Zach and I were playing together. So the score was 2-1, 10-8, 2. Beach rules, baby.
Beach rules. I think I'm going to need to learn regular rules first, and then I'm all about it.
Is there a drinking game incorporating in any of these pickleball?
Yeah, explain. Scoring? Didn't you say beer in hand tournament? I got to hear what that is.
Yeah, so there's actually this really cool venue in Kansas City that's been spreading around. It's called Chicken and Pickle.
So okay.
It's a restaurant, like bar. They have like a stage. It's a huge place. And they have like indoor and outdoor pickleball courts. So they're just hosting pickleball events all the time. So any variety of the game you can find. Yeah, they have it there. And so, yeah, I actually see them advertise beer in hand pickleball. So, I mean, it makes sense. It's both the revenue streams, renting out the court and selling beers. So,
yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Oh, you spilled it? Okay. I guess you can head back to the bar and buy another beer. Yeah,
get another one. Here we go.
A great marketing thing. It's, right? Yeah, you got a credit card beer, but you got to run around with it. But if you spill it, you got to buy more. What a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the genius ideas are out there.
Yeah. There's still some left on the tree to pick.
Yeah. Love that.
Isn't that a beautiful metaphor?
That Man. Was something. I liked it.
Where do I come up with this bullshit?
It's these dad vibes are just spewing out of you.
I know. I'm turning into a corn ball, as they would say.
You're evolving. You're mutating. You're metamorphosizing.
I was trying to think of something. Like, I just keep saying this stuff, and my wife is like trying to divorce me over it. It's just like the stupidest joke I've ever said after. And then I top it the next hour.
You said some shit on our bike ride. I was like, do I know you?
Yeah. Even if Brian's embarrassed by something I say, then something's happening to me.
I'm pretty embarrassing. So.
I'm wondering, I heard before we started talking that you guys you had some dirty blonde beers over there. I just cracked a beer. Brian was talking about his beer. Let's get back to the roots of Local Roots and let's go around and find out what everyone's sipping on.
Is your Atwater from...
You guys kick it off. Let's see what you guys are drinking.
Is your dirty blonde from Atwater?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I was like, is your Atwater from? I was like, anyways.
Should we go around and score it too? Just like for a taste of the good old days, everyone say what they're drinking and give it a score.
Let's surf around and learn.
I
should go first just to teach everyone because there's a very prominent technique.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
This is fun because it's what we were drinking last week. Remember?
Are you drinking the Childish Obsession?
Yes, from local sour beer. Tastes like, I mean, if you listened to last week, you already know what it tastes like. It tastes like straight up Hi-C or Tang or Sunny D, but as like a sour beer. And it's just so good. So I
love this beer because they had the Run the Jewels.
The Jewels. Yeah, I want to talk about that. So I bought the 4-pack of all of them. And City Belt just like slammed it out of the park, I think, with this all these beers. They are awesome. The New England's are phenomenal, and that sour is just
it's like the dessert it's at incredible. The end.
It is so good. They killed it. If you haven't been over to City Built for these beers, go check them out. I honestly hated City Built beer. And now they're up. If they keep putting shit out like that, like they're going to be competing with Arvin for my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. And I was, you know, there's not much other I can't talk. Not much.
Words are hard.
I'm quitting the podcast. Okay. Not much other to say than what you just said. It's really good. I'm gonna it's good, good, good. Don't get me wrong, but I'm only going to give it an 8 because I know that they could probably do something better. Oh, I've had better sours, but a strong 8. And I think that's a good score.
What's it labeled as? Is it labeled as a sour or is it labeled as a goza?
I don't think it says either. I don't see it.
So there's a difference. And if it's just a goza, I think it might be a 10 for me. But
I also don't have the can in front of me.
Okay. Anyway.
Nice. Great marketing either way. You gotta love that.
Yes.
We're hoping they sponsor a future mountain bike team.
There you go.
Yeah, we haven't talked to them and I haven't talked to Larry about yet either. It's just my own idea.
Yeah, I was like, okay, sure. Yeah. If that's what we're gonna do.
It's just my own idea. I'm like, what was the cool one? Same with Arvon. Like if you guys are listening, hey, you guys want to put a bike team together, like
whew. All right.
Yeah.
To make it happen.
Brian's just gonna will it.
I heard you slip that in there. Yeah, right.
I'm just gonna will it. That's
a good plan.
All right. There we go. JB, since you're talking, what are you sipping on?
All right. So I bought this beer based on the can artwork. So I was hoping to show that off.
That was a good side.
Yeah. I actually sent it to you a while ago, Larry, but it's an awesome pink gorilla on the can.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's called Bike Pump Pills. It's a Bohemian Pills. So I figured it'd be right up your guys' alley. Yeah.
You betcha.
It's sweet. Crank Arm Brewing. They're based in Raleigh down here.
Cooler.
Yeah, right next to Chapel Hill. So I might have to mail you guys some so you can try it out. Nothing too special about it. I think the Pilsner, it doesn't have as much to influence as like an IPA can.
Right.
But definitely better than your run-of-the-mill domestics that you'll find.
Yeah, I think there's a growing spot for that because I don't know, like sometimes I just like that's what I gravitate to sours for because I want something that's not going to knock me off my boots or like, you know, something a little more chill post bike ride or should stop. I can't help it. That's the stuff that I just keep saying. It's just part of getting your wife pregnant. I don't know. I think it's a good
how
move
does that happen?
I don't know, Doc. That's who's awesome. Next?
No, I agree.
Give it a score. Give it a score.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they sneak in an extra. So it's 5.4% ABV. So they sneak in a little extra
for
you.
That's a strong pilsner.
Yeah, and you don't taste it in there, so that's nice. So I'm gonna give it a 7.5. It's good.
Wow, strong score. Is this something strong you go to a lot score. Or?
First time trying it out. First time trying it out. No,
that's a pretty good for going off the label.
It might just be, it might just be the artwork that got to me, but I like it.
Hey, that counts. That counts.
Jake, what do you guys have over there?
So like we were touching a little bit. We got some dirty blondes from our Atwater Brewery.
Classic. The
local Blue Dog.
What is that?
The liquor store.
Oh. I thought you were talking about another beer. I was like, that sounds interesting.
Yes. I mean, I'm not as picky as I think you guys are with the beers, but solid 9. Just doing the job.
There you go.
The sliding scale for the Pickleball Boys is good or bad.
It's good, bad, or
we'll give it a 301.
That's all right. There you go.
Is that the Detroit area code?
Yeah, so we do have reviews. So it's like Zach, you go ahead.
So I'm a pretty good critic out on. You can find some of my reviews on Yelp or DHQ.
Oh, congrats!
Yeah, so like I usually buy things, and they range all the way from they I eat and dope as fuck. You're one of the so like Grand Canyon. Was dope as fuck, but so
I've heard this.
So was the pair of shoes I got from China for $30, but you know they're essentially thing for me. So you're either all right or dope as fuck.
So funny, Zach came out to visit me in Vegas, and they like, what's one thing you want to do? He's like, let's go to the Grand Canyon. So it's like a 4-hour drive still to get from Vegas to the Grand Canyon. We drive all the way out there, make a day trip to it. He gets out. I'm like, so what do you think? It's dope.
Now what I noticed there is there's no bad one. Is there absolutely sucks shit as one?
That's essentially the I like that.
Okay.
All right.
So you're just a positive guy.
Yeah, with the right mentality, anything can be awesome, but if it's not, it's just oof.
Yeah, honestly, I respect the non-cynical way of looking at things. Congrats.
You tried. Okay.
No, when you saw the Grand Canyon, so you guys drove all the way out there, you got out and you were like, yeah, that's dope. Did you like do anything else, or did you just like get back in the car and like, oh,
for like 15 minutes?
No, like, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a big hole. Right,
yeah, he was like, that is a big hole.
Yeah, yeah. Hole. I mean, he was like, yeah, it's pretty sweet. And it was like, we drove all the time, and I was like, yeah, that's cool.
It's like you just get out of the car, you pull up your phone, and you take one picture. You're like, all right, cool. All right, let's go.
Well, those, you know, when you see it, it's awesome, but it's hard to wrap your mind around everything that's happening.
So. We had some good pictures though. Don't sleep on the photos. Baron was there, my dog, my English bulldog. So we got some good snaps and good photos there.
Oh yeah, he seems to be a star of the Instagram channel. Is that correct?
Hey, you can't keep a good star down. That's the problem.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Did everyone? Oh, Brian, you didn't review beer.
I didn't go yet. I'll go.
Oh, please do.
I'm drinking Bell's Incessant.
Is that an old one?
It may have been the one that you bought me, Larry.
From four packs. Because
I had my own four pack and then you bought one for me, which is a super cool thing. Yeah. Alexa and I got engaged, and then Larry texted me on like that Sunday and he's like, hey, when are you gonna be home? And I was like, I don't know, not too soon. Like, why? What's up? You wanna hang out? And he's just like, no. And I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of weird. And then we got home and him and Amber had nice little awesome presents at our house, which was great.
Yeah, one of them was a couple Rolexes.
Yeah, new bike.
Yeah. You guys.
I'm a nice really guy.
Cool.
What can I say?
Really cool. But one of them was a four pack of Incessant. I'm guessing that I bought some past then. I don't know how old this is. But Incessant is Bell's double New England style IPA. Their description is, you asked incessantly, so here we are. A New England IPA from Bell's. Our twist, we doubled it. Enjoy. It is rings in at, yeah, it rings in at 8.5%.
Personally, too strong for this guy. I don't know.
ABV. For a double, though, I feel like it's, you know, it should at least be in the eights. Okay. It's much better than, I don't know if anyone's had official. I think official out of the can tastes like butthole.
it's not draft. It's nothing great to write home for. Yeah, it's just like absolutely whatever.
I almost bought it today, so I'm glad I didn't get it now.
It's just, yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's just I was a big letdown. New Holland has like a new session New England IPA. It's really good. It's called Hazy River, I think. So I'd recommend that over Bell's. Sorry, Bell's. You like yourself more. But this Incessant, I would say,
I'm sure their feelings are so hurt.
Well, I know they listen adamantly. They've told me.
Just shut it down now. Shut it down. shut it down, Bellas.
This is getting old, so I think it's maybe losing some of its splendor. I did like it at first. I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10 in the New England department.
Okay. Good scores, boys.
Fair enough.
You know what? That's fun. I wish we did that more. It's just
do that more.
Remember? All right. So a little fun backstory. We used to like take this podcast way more seriously. We would like drive out of our way to make sure both of us had the same exact beer. Yes. And we would be like so like precise about like reviewing it and making sure we do like, oh, let's save that one for next week because it's actually going to be more in season or something. It's like, and now we're like, I don't know, what are you drinking? Okay, who's next?
That sounds great, or that sounds like shit. Okay.
In fact, Brian, I think you've reviewed that same beer already.
I probably did, and I probably was like, wow, this is new. Anything new, I'm like super pumped on. I was like, this is like 10 out of 10. Awesome.
See how those scores match up. But Grand Rapids is the Beer City, right? They're having the Beer City Open out there. That's a giant pickleball tournament they have. It's next July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hit me with it. I got to hear about that.
Yeah. So it's July 7th through the 11th next summer. And all the pros that are playing all the big tournaments will be out there. And have you guys heard of Belknap Park out there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I guess they have 15 courts, outdoor courts, which is pretty insane. Yeah. So that'd be an awesome place for you guys to go get started playing.
Yeah. Well, that was going to be my question is, you said that's not till July?
Yeah, so you guys got time to train and get in that.
If we hop on Zoom, we get the pickleball boys to Zoom in and give us some tips. You guys think you could get us playing in that tournament by then?
No, I think we'll be there with you. I assume Jacob's going to go play in that one next year.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
I'm taking a 45-second hiatus.
Put on the P music.
Yeah, you know what? That's another thing. I would take time to edit this part out, but no, I'm just going to straight up leave all of this in. I have something that I'd love to ask you, tennis boys, is if there's an actual origin to how tennis is being scored. Jake made me think of this when he said he would teach it, and some people just learn the score, and I don't blame him because it's very challenging. And I would always joke, like, I think the first game was between a guy who just like refused to lose, and he'd be like, no, actually that one was worth 10 points. I forgot to tell you that. And then the other guy scores and he's like, okay, well this one's worth 5. And then the next one's going to be worth 15. That's how it was made, right?
I don't have that one. Any of you guys got that one?
Yeah, actually this was a Google question the other day. Started coaching tennis, and when a kid asked me that, I was like, dude, I have no idea. they're like, coach, why do we have to do this? This is stupid. I have a bunch of basketball guys out there, and I was like, dude, I don't know, just do it.
Yeah, right.
So went home, and I guess when I looked it up, I don't remember the exact, but it had to do with the clocks. They use clocks to tell scores from something with that. I don't know. Something with the 15 and 30. That's what I got. 15, 30.
Hey, I'll take it because there's at least some sort of thought behind that answer. You know, it's like I can point to something now other than just arbitrary, like, I don't know. Fuck it. This one's worth 10 now.
Yeah. And that's where what started it was the kid won the game and he was like, coach, what was my score for winning? He's like, what after the 45? I was like, dude, I don't know. You just win. I was like, I don't know. Like, you just win. Like, what comes after that? It's like, you won the game. Most games are like, okay, we're playing up to 11. We're playing up to whatever. There is no, you're playing up to 60. You don't know what you're playing up to. You're just there, I guess. I don't know.
That is so crazy. There is no like high score in tennis. I mean, I guess you could do like overtimes or whatever. Yeah. I know it's not technically called that, but or is it extra innings? No, that's baseball.
So they switch to a win by two format. Yeah. And then you just go up one, even until somebody goes up by 2 points.
Deuce. So tiebreaker.
Yeah. Is it called overtime though, or is there something more to it?
Check out the dude.
Tiebreaker.
I didn't hear a word of that.
Yeah. Tiebreaker.
Yeah.
All right. This is the podcast that the people came to hear.
No, like it's called tiebreaker. Like it's not called overtime.
Okay. No, gotcha. Yeah. Sounds great.
But in pickleball, you go up 1 point at a time. So the scoring's a lot easier.
Yes.
March your way to 11 or 15 points, and then
you don't go
keep track 1 point at a time.
It's
exactly.
Is there a deuce?
There's not a deuce, but sometimes you play win by two. Definitely when you're playing in the backyard, you got to win by two. So.
All right. Okay. So did we ask that?
Like, just yelling deuce. Deuce!
Chuck the deuces up, man.
Deuce the deuce.
Throw the deuces up to her.
That's actually Zach's nickname too, is deuces. So
oh.
Got a lot of nicknames out here.
You guys have always been a nickname crew. The Jones boys, they're always down to give a nickname out.
Because they can never remember your real name. So they gotta
Hey Skip, what's up?
Well, I think you brought in DJ Skittles.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think I've had a couple nicknames.
DJ Skittles.
Days.
I've never heard of this.
And Chuckles too, right?
Yeah. You guys are definitely I guess it's more Jakey, but
I love your laugh. And Katie's too, so you guys
are Katie's has a pretty golden laugh. I don't know if I have an iconic laugh anymore.
It's there. It just comes out at Christmas time when we all get together.
Okay, yeah. I reserve it for the Jones boys.
And we appreciate it.
And I'm glad you do. I almost was going to be like, so yeah, what are your guys' holiday plans? Just like do my family. Like, that's what the people tune in for.
But Dan, he's the king of pickleball nicknames out here. So he's the man for that.
All right. What are some good ones? Hit me with it.
Well, Zach, when I first met Jake and Zach, and we were playing them, I started calling Jake the boogeyman because he was just like running all over the court and like,
oh yeah, that's a good one.
Hit shots at us. And then I called Zach the kitty because I don't know. He kept hitting good shots on us. And he kind of made me mad. And then he'd open us up like a kitty, like scratching us down the middle. And we have like all kinds of, like goofy stuff. Like we call, like when we hit a line, it's like called a Captain Kangaroo because it'll hip off the line. Or, our other friend we play with started calling it, whenever you hit the net, you yell at Douglas because every net has the name Douglas on it. So it's like,
damn it, Douglas.
Yeah, it's become like a noun. So we'll say like, we bought Douglas coffee and you did it. Or, Douglas, why you do me so dirty? So, yeah, Dougie Fresh.
Dougie Fresh when he's on your side.
Yep, Dougie side. Like it was actually a shot in pickleball called like around the post. Everyone says ATP, but I always thought it was OTP for the longest time, but I just never changed it. I still say OTP.
And that's, yeah, you know me.
Yeah,
exactly. Say, that's what it is.
I'll say something and be like, you mean ATP? I'm like, no, OTP. I'm like, they start thinking they got it wrong. I'm like, wait, they don't know. I'm like, outside the post, come on. And it's supposed to be around the post, but if you just act more confident than they are, then they're guaranteed.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I just say a bunch of goofy stuff when I play. I love playing pickle, so it just, like, comes natural.
It sounds like you're just in your zone. You're free associating. You're letting it rip. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Not to bring it way back to the beginning about something probably you already said, but I already forgot. What do you play to?
I usually play up to 11.
Okay. I just – I know you said it. I just already forgot. Yeah.
So. So usually it's win by two, play up to 11.
And do those games, sounds like maybe they're pretty quick, or what's the usual time per game?
It really depends. You can get a good game in 20 minutes or less. But that's the cool thing about pickleball is sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes it's pretty quick, but you can get
quickleball. Nailed it.
Quickleball. Yeah. But then you get right into the next game pretty quick. So you can play, I don't know, 7-8 games within a couple hours and you're having a day and you can still keep going. We play 4 or 5 hours at a time sometimes. It's pretty wild.
That's awesome. So, you know, maybe to put a bow on this, I kind of want to, you know, open the floor a little bit in case like there's anything you guys really wanted to get out about the sport. Obviously, we got to plug the pickleball channel. Of course, it'll be linked in the description, but maybe just let's go around the horn. Everyone can kind of give some thoughts about, you know, maybe either reaching out to some new people about like, here's what you should do. Maybe a little life advice, just anything you guys want to get out there. Let's hit them with it.
Well, I'm going to let Dan sort of take this a little bit because he's our philosophizer, as it were.
Okay.
In terms of pickleball, and that pickleball, it translates a lot into life in general. And I'll let him take it from there.
Yeah. Well, before I get into serious stuff, there's one thing I want to add, like we didn't tell you guys, is there's actually a fifth person with us, but he just hasn't said anything. And he came with Amy, but that, I just wanted to get that off my chest. Because any noise you heard in our feed was, it was from him. I had to get that off my chest.
Damn young Jake.
Yeah. His name's Young Jake.
Young Jake. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We got just regular Jake. That's the boogeyman. And then Young Jake is the guy who was always late.
Got it.
But I mean it's not to be weird, like I love playing pickle, and a lot of it like translates like over into life. Like people are really impatient now, and like pickleball is a game, like if you're impatient, you're gonna get like destroyed. Like when I first met like Jay, who's like minion one, he had like extreme patience, and I would get really frustrated because I'd like try forcing stuff, and then like I like soon realized like this game is like all about like outpatiencing like the other person. Like there was a guy who told me one time, he was like, you got to be okay with the shot, like in pickle. And like, that shit just hit different. Cause I was like, damn, that's like life advice. They're like, no matter what happens, you just got to be okay with it. Like as crazy as it may sound, like pickle, it translates over a lot into life. So, I mean, you know, when you start playing it and it starts all clicking, like, I don't know. Like, my life is so much better through pandemic with it than it was like normally without it last summer. But like, as far as like resources go, I mean, there's USAPA, which is like the United States Association of Pickleball Association. I don't know.
Wow.
But they have like ambassadors that are like obligated by a blood pack to help you. So if you go on there, then, like, ambassadors for whatever region you're a part of, and like if they don't help you, they basically get fired from a job they don't get paid for. And on that same,
sounds like a good gig.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's good. They were like, "Hey, Dan, do you want to do it?" And I was like, "Oh, so I don't get paid? It's just a lot of no, I'm good. Like, thanks."
Sorry,
JB's doing it. But they're obligated to help you. And not only that, but on that same website, there's like places to play.
Oh, great.
Like, you can like find stuff. I guess JB would be way better. The Jibber would be way better explaining most of stuff than me. But yeah, you can go on there. And I know for us, like Facebook, we have a bunch of like Facebook groups here. And essentially, like, the only reason to go on Facebook is just to get like pickle meetups happening. So that's like my advice. And
like court conditions, like, hey, is this court going to be open today?
Well, not only that, like one group, they'll be like, hey, who's going at 5 o'clock to Clinton Township? And like, people just click yes on the phone. You'll be like, oh shit, it's about to pop. So then you go.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah,
I mean, I do like what you said though, because, you know, from the outside looking in, like, even something like ping pong, or I would assume pickleball, is like, it just kind of looks like a fun, silly game. And, you know, like, there's not much to say other than that. But if you really dive in and split it, like, the passion you guys have for this is just, it has me so excited about something that I've only seen on the internet, really.
Well, honestly, I did want to build on that, because, like, obviously from my psychological, like, my background in school psychology and stuff, the part that I got kind of disillusioned with working in the schools is because it's part of, like, what you talked about on your last podcast, where you're talking about businesses where it's got to be people first.
Sure, yeah.
I really believe, and that's where we got ahead with education in terms of more focus on developing people to be good people.
Love it.
In terms of that, like, you want to have people doing meditation and having mindfulness, but in pickleball, you really do have to be in the moment. Yeah, and you're getting away from all the distractions of the world, and you have to kind of be in the moment. Wow. You have to be in the game. You do really do get in the flow. That's why Jake hopping in right on cue. So you got to be in the moment. You got to be embracing that. You have to focus in at this time. And I have a ball with it. It's very therapeutic. We talk about it all the time that you're getting away from a lot of distractions or things that might be bothering you in life. So I'm a huge fan of
that. A lot.
So, and honestly, I think it's great for kids that are trapped inside, that maybe have been playing tons of video games and haven't been able to be social. It's a great way for adults and for kids, I think, that hasn't been tapped yet, that kids can really benefit from that social interaction. That I've seen so many adults act like kids, like being able to be themselves. And you don't know much about people when you're playing pickleball. You can discern who's a nice guy, who's not so nice. But you learn a lot about people that, like, I had no idea. So, like, when I first got started, I met this guy, Nate, who ended up being, like, he's, like, one of my best friends in pickleball. He's in Vegas. Had no idea. He's got a successful mattress company, and he's doing awesome. And then, Tom and Mimi, there's this couple that I just met getting started. They ended up having a place in Charlevoix. They said, hey, you should come visit our cabin in Charlevoix. And we ended up coming back to Michigan in the summer around the same time. And you're like, you should fly back. We have a couple extra seats on our flight. I was like, what the hell is this?
What?
And I was like, of course you have
extra seats on our flight.
And then they tell me that because Zach was with me. And they're like, well, why don't you just come back with us? We're flying back on our – we chartered a private jet to fly back. So that's how I got to fly on a private jet to come back to Michigan, is with them. And but it's insane, the people you meet. Like, you have no idea what their backgrounds are. Jay, mechanical engineer, right? And he went to Notre Dame and all this stuff. He's a real smart guy. Dan's jack of all trades. He started a social sports company out here. That was really successful. He said he took the summer off because the juice wasn't worth the squeeze with COVID and everything, trying to do a social sports program. But he's also really good at, like, plumbing, and he does that on the side. He helps out
my family. I come from a family of plumbers, just so you guys know.
And Zach's a teacher, so we both are coming from education. I've met some pros. Young Jake, not worth it. He's going into education, but whatever. And so then, so I met some pros out here that have been super helpful in Vegas. Steve Cole was awesome when we were first getting started. I'm getting to play with him fairly regularly. Mark Swanson was awesome too. He's a tennis pro out in Vegas who we get to play with quite a bit. His wife, Sarah, is awesome. Chris, it's insane. So the people you meet, and then even out here, we have more than just the four of us that have been embracing the backyard spirit, which it's like the Julians. Ed Dine, our Lord and Savior of the backyard Picklegans.
A lot of people.
Yeah, man. Tom Lambert's hopping in. We always go with he was got the Tom Ford treatment when he was in high school, right?
Yeah.
It's Tom Lambert. He's the man. So he's a good dude. But yeah, man, it's like these connections are, it's like so surreal when you think back that honestly, I've only been playing since February. So at most, I've only known these people for like 6 months and now they're like, wow. Like the best friends I have. So it's insane. But yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And all around, like, just such an unknown, or at least as of now, untapped sport. It seems like it's just getting this heat behind it. And you know what? It's exciting.
Absolutely, man. Hop in, dude.
I'm going to. I literally have like four different ones in my Amazon cart that I was going through throughout this podcast. So,
well, let us know too if you ever need us to get up there, man.
It's a must.
I kind of want to go play tomorrow, Larry. Are you free?
Yeah, man. Let's make it. Well, we got to get rackets first.
But we got to get. There's a two pack
paddles. Sorry,
$25.
Yeah, but then we're gonna look like chumps.
I think. Me and the underdogs. You know, I don't know. There's this.
I don't know. Yeah, we could wait until we get into it to maybe buy it. It's like when you get that first bike is like not like top of the line.
Balls literally have holes in them like wiffle balls.
Yeah, that's what JB was saying. Okay.
Totally get it now. Okay.
There you go.
Any more closing thoughts before we wrap this up? It's just, I'm so excited to learn new things. And I think that's a direction I want to take the podcast. I hope you feel the same, Brian, just of like, you know, this is something I would have never, I mean, I could see it and watch it in short little videos on Instagram, like I have, but it's not the same from hearing it from you guys who just like found so much like love and passion in such like a cool, unique sport. And I love that. Like, I think obviously we found something similar in mountain biking, but it's a little more mainstream and it's not as, you know, a unique of a story to tell. I don't think.
Niche.
Yeah.
No, I honestly have never given pickleball a thought until, when did we start this podcast? That time. And
until 8:30 today. Yeah.
8:30. I never looked at any pickleball footage and I've been looking at it and I am very excited to play. And I think it sounds awesome.
Yeah, you guys got your great group of friends. All it takes is, you know, you get your four people out there that you like hanging out with, go slap the ball around a little bit and you guys will have a great time.
I'm so excited.
Slap some ball. I like it.
Check it out. And on Instagram, we're at Day 2 Pickleball. If you want to see some footage, if you want to see some pics, get some more information about it too. You can always hit us up if you're looking to play. It sounds like I might be able to do some lessons at in the sports club at West Bloomfield at some point. So if you need help too, I might be able to do that there indoor. So yeah, message us whenever, dude.
Awesome, man. Jake, are you back in Michigan for just the time being? Or because I know you're living in Vegas, or is that back still a thing?
Bro. So like right now, for a bit, I'm going back to 12. There's a couple tournaments in Vegas. There's a PPA event, which is the Professional Pickleball Association. Not that I'm playing professionally. There's still the same rankings in that tournament. The pros will be there, though. So we had a similar tournament a couple weeks ago called the Las Vegas Open. That I got to play and got to see some of the pros up close and everything else. So that was pretty awesome. And then there's supposed to be another one in November. But after that, hopefully back in Michigan for the holidays and possibly extended if I can figure out a pickleball gig out here, which is maybe happening. It's actually coming along.
It's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
thank you guys so much for coming on. This was
Thanks for sharing your story.
Super nice change of pace. Yeah. Pickleball, go do it. Our call of action, at least my call of action, is I think life is like a pickle. Can we say that?
Go ball it.
Well, let's not say that, but yeah.
No, I want to spin off that real quick, because I think what it is like, find a hobby. It. You know, if you don't already, like, I mean, we are the podcast of hobbies. Like, it's literally like snowboarding and mountain biking and beers.
If anyone has advice as to how to cut hobbies, please.
Yeah, maybe we have too many, but like,
send me some direct messages.
What Jake and what Dan were describing, like, it's like they get in that sense of flow, they forget their problems. Like, I can relate to that. I'm sure you can, Brian. Like, we're just hitting the trail for an hour. Like, yeah, it's just like finding that state of flow.
And just like getting in that flow and getting us away from everything is probably like 85% of the reason why I like mountain biking.
Yeah, and it's just a step towards being maybe a more calm, more compassionate person. Everyone go be a better person.
Yeah, and I like that mindfulness made its way into this podcast. It's pretty cool.
Well, honestly, I just wanted to add too, you guys do an awesome job, and I think it has a lot to do with some of the things we're talking about in terms of pursuing passions and stuff that you're interested in and going for it, man. I think more people should do that, so...
Awesome, man. I really appreciate that. And it is definitely time to wrap it up, because our software is turning Brian into a robot again.
Brian's mic's getting fuzzy at the 1 hour mark. So
it always does. That's why I was like trying to wrap it up right at like, I was like, it's going to happen any minute now. So, all right. It's been awesome. No. Okay. Thanks for coming, guys. I appreciate it.
You guys are the best. Great job.